American Language Course, Book 29, Tape 4A. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities Booklet to Tape 4A. Look at Figure 1. Listen to the words that are underlined in the paragraphs, then repeat them.
Intense. Intense. Perspire. Perspire. Diseased. Diseased. Kidneys. Kidneys. Curvature. Curvature. Backbone. Backbone. Spine. Spine. Revealed. Revealed. Disc. Disc. Core. Core.
Listen to these paragraphs about a patient visiting his doctor. Don't repeat.
Bruce had a minor backache last week, but gradually the pain became worse. Since he had always been in good health, he couldn't understand why, all of a sudden, he was suffering from such intense pain. As a matter of fact, the pain was so severe it made him perspire. He couldn't stand it any longer, so he called Dr. Smith for an appointment. During the physical examination, Dr. Smith told Bruce that backaches were caused by a variety of things. He asked Bruce if anyone in his family had ever had diseased kidneys. Bruce told him that he didn't know of anyone in his family having kidney problems. The doctor also examined Bruce for a condition called curvature of the backbone. He related to Bruce that severe pain could develop if the backbone was not straight. In addition to giving Bruce a thorough physical examination, the doctor requested x-rays of the spine. These x-rays revealed that Bruce had a damaged spinal disc. The doctor told him that this could have been caused by improper lifting. This, he said, would create an imbalance between the soft substance of the core and the outer layer of a disc. According to him, this was what caused the pain. Dr. Smith prescribed some medicine and referred Bruce to a surgeon. He assured him that he and the surgeon would discuss his condition in order to find the best medical treatment for him.
Look at Figure 2 now. Listen to a question about Figure 1 and select the correct answer. Number 1.
What was Bruce suffering from?
Number 2.
How severe was Bruce's pain?
Number 3.
According to Dr. Smith, what is one of the causes of backaches?
Number 4.
What do we call the condition when the backbone is not straight?
Number 5.
What did Dr. Smith request?
Number 6.
What did the x-rays reveal?
Number 7.
According to Dr. Smith, what caused Bruce's pain?
Listen and check your answers, then repeat the statements you hear.
Number one is A. Repeat. Bruce was suffering from intense pain in his back. Number two is B. Repeat. His pain was so severe, it made him perspire. Number three is B. Repeat. Diseased kidneys is one of the causes of backaches. Number four is A. Repeat. Curvature of the backbone is when the backbone is not straight. Number five is A. Repeat. Dr. Smith requested x-rays of the spine. Number six is B. Repeat. The x-rays revealed that he had a damaged spinal disc. Number seven is A. Repeat. Bruce's pain was caused by an imbalance between the core and the outer layer of his disc.
Please go to Figure 3. Listen to some sentences. They contain ly adverbs that answer the question how. Listen and repeat. Number 1.
The secretary typed the letter quickly. Repeat. The secretary typed the letter quickly.
Number 2.
The child always answers politely. Repeat. The child always answers politely.
Number 3.
The witness answered the judge's questions calmly. Repeat. The witness answered the judge's questions calmly.
Number 4.
The electric coffee pot was disconnected accidentally. Repeat. The electric coffee pot was disconnected accidentally.
Number 5.
Greg completed all his college courses satisfactorily. Repeat. Greg completed all his college courses satisfactorily.
Number 6.
The lines on the grid were drawn accurately. Repeat. The lines on the grid were drawn accurately.
Number 7.
Mary always does her homework carefully. Repeat. Mary always does her homework carefully.
Number 8.
The professor discusses the topics thoroughly. Repeat. The professor discusses the topics thoroughly.
Number 9.
Jack pays his bills promptly. Repeat. Jack pays his bills promptly.
Number 10.
The telephone rang constantly. Repeat. The telephone rang constantly.
Look at Figure 4 now. Listen to some statements. Then select the ly adverb that has a similar meaning to the statement that you hear. Write the letter of the correct adverb next to the statement number. Number 1.
The mechanic checked the car from top to bottom. He checked everything.
Number 2.
The students answered the questions with a lot of enthusiasm and excitement.
Number 3.
That machine can only be operated by hand.
Number 4.
The Thompsons took a trip to Chicago, and they arrived without any problems.
Number 5.
When driving, Stan doesn't apply the brakes smoothly. He applies them when we least expect it.
Number 6.
The rocks and stones were set securely into the cement. They couldn't be pulled out.
Listen and check your answers. Then repeat the statements you hear.
Number 1 is C. Repeat. The mechanic checked the car thoroughly. Number 2 is E. Repeat. The students answered the questions eagerly. Number 3 is B. Repeat. The machine can only be operated manually. Number 4 is F. Repeat. The Thompsons arrived in Chicago safely. Number 5 is D. Repeat. When driving, Stan applies the brakes abruptly. Number 6 is A. Repeat. The stones and rocks were set into the cement permanently.
Look at figure 5. You will hear an adjective, cue word, and an incomplete sentence. Change the adjective to an ly adverb and then repeat the entire sentence.
Number 1. Perfect. The design on the rug was done. Repeat. The design on the rug was done perfectly. Number 2. Prompt. Glenn answered his correspondence. Repeat. Glenn answered his correspondence promptly. Number 3. Careful. The carpenter climbed the ladder. Repeat. The carpenter climbed the ladder carefully. Number 4. Safe. It was a bumpy flight, but they landed. Repeat. It was a bumpy flight, but they landed safely. Number 5. Automatic. I bought a new device that turns on the house lights. Repeat. I bought a new device that turns on the house lights automatically. Number 6. Easy. Sergeant Smith's young son can stack blocks. Repeat. Sergeant Smith's young son can stack blocks easily. Number 7. Quick. When we go to that restaurant, they fill our orders. Repeat. When we go to that restaurant, they fill our orders quickly. Number 8. Accident. Airman Lewis dialed the wrong number. Repeat. Airman Lewis dialed the wrong number accidentally. Number 9. Cautious. Because the floor was wet, he walked across it. Repeat. Because the floor was wet, he walked across it cautiously. Number 10. Erratic. He was careless and drove. Repeat. He was careless and drove erratically.
Look at figure 6 now. You'll hear a dialogue between a lieutenant and an airman. Listen to it carefully and then answer question number 1. Write the answer on the line provided. Read question number 1 now before you hear the dialogue. Now listen to the dialogue.
Good afternoon, Lieutenant. I'd like to find out about the Education Commissioning Program. I've heard about it, but I don't know how to apply for it. Could you give me additional information?
Sure I can, Airman. This program is designed for qualified airmen who have completed 45 semester hours of college work. If selected, you will be able to attend a civilian university for up to 36 months to obtain a degree. After that, you'll attend officer training school and then be commissioned as a second lieutenant.
Write your answer to question number 1. What program is the airman interested in? The airman is interested in the Education Commissioning Program. Now listen carefully to the dialogue again and then answer question number 2. Write the answer on the line provided. Read question number 2 now before you hear the dialogue. Now listen to the dialogue.
Good afternoon, Lieutenant. I'd like to find out about the Education Commissioning Program. I've heard about it, but I don't know how to apply for it. Could you give me additional information?
Sure I can, Airman. This program is designed for qualified airmen who have completed 45 semester hours of college work. If selected, you will be able to attend a civilian university for up to 36 months to obtain a degree. After that, you'll attend officer training school and then be commissioned as a second lieutenant.
Write your answer to question number 2. After a degree is acquired and officer training school completed, what rank will the airman be commissioned? The airman will be commissioned a second lieutenant. This is the end of Tape 4A, Book 29.